33rd Sunday in Year B. A reading from the prophet Daniel. At that time Michael will arise, the great prince, defender of your people. That will be a time of great distress, unparalleled since nations first came into existence. When that time comes, your own people will be spared, all those whose names are found written in the book. Of those who are sleeping in the land of dust, many will awaken, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Those who are wise will shine as brightly as the expanse of the heavens, and those who have instructed many in righteousness, as bright as stars for ever and ever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who secure my destiny. I keep the Lord before me always. With him at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your faithful see corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand bliss forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering over and over again the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Jesus, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his seat forever, at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all who are sanctified. When these have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Be watchful and pray constantly, that you may be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "But in those days, after that distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling out of the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple, and it puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that it is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, no one but the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.